In the previous training, we covered dealing with comments and in turn inviting people to like your page or to follow you. In this training, we're going to be covering dealing with negativity. So comments that are made on posts are viewable by the public. They need to be moderated and replied to as fast as possible, especially if they're negative, because that can actually impact how people see your business. So to respond to comments on a specific post, you need to go directly to the post. And it doesn't matter whether you do this on mobile or on desktop. Click on the reply, which you can see here. Type your thoughts and then click send. Now, if you have a negative comment and you reply to it, you have to remember that it is public to others. Responding to positive comments is easy. You just need to match their level of excitement. Neutral comments are also easy to deal with. Negative comments, that is a little bit tougher to navigate. So always start with an apology, even if the situation is beyond your company's control. Include some kind of a resolution, such as some kind of an offer to fix the situation and give them an opportunity to work with you again. And then share some steps that you're taking to make sure that situations like this don't happen again. Classic case in point, of a client who's a cleaner. They had somebody complain because they didn't like the nationality of the people that turned up at the house. We were able to turn that reply, and this one was actually on Google, into an outline of his entire cleaning processes. So that's a really good way of sharing steps that you can take to make sure that these situations don't happen again, or even just share your processes. Next thing is don't engage when you're angry. Make sure you've got a clear head and don't argue with the customer. Online is not the time or the place to talk about right or wrong. Your job is simply to acknowledge what they've said and make them feel heard. Now, Facebook gives you one of the best sets of social media management tools, and you don't want a comment to appear on one of your posts where all can see it. You can simply click hide from view. So you can see here, we've got all the comments. From here, you've got three dots where you can click so you can hide it or you can report them. Now, you can do this across the board. You've got to remember though, when you hide a comment, it just means that people on your page can't see it. Anybody that's friends with them can still see what they've had to say. Another thing you can do, if something is outside of your control, you can simply switch off comments as well. Comments on Instagram are pretty much the same. You can open the post, again, go to the three dots, and then click on the comment options. So that's how you deal with comments. Spammy comments are different again, and on Instagram, they are pretty much inevitable, but they can again affect how people see your business. So if you don't have time to moderate and remove spammy comments manually, don't worry, you can actually automate a lot of the process. So one way is to just check specific words that are being used and emojis that appear in these comments. Then what you can do is create a hidden words list in Instagram and Facebook so that the channel will automatically hide them from view. What you need to do on Instagram is go to settings and then go to privacy and get in words. So you can see you've got a lot of things that you can do here where you can actually change the words and phrases and what people can see. Okay, if your page has a continual heckler, for lack of a better word, what you can do is actually ban people from the page. There's a couple of ways that you can ban somebody. One of the fastest ways is to go to your section here where it says more, have a look at who the followers are, and then from there, click on the three dots and you can block them or you can report them as well. When it comes to making changes on your Facebook and Instagram page, if you look for the three dots, generally that will give you the options that you need. Now, if the person is not listed on those who like or follow the page, then you can simply find their comment on your post, hit the three dots again, and ban them again. That is how you have control over comments and how you actually deal with negativity. In the next video, we will be covering sharing and tagging.